Dadlog, Stardate 06242018. Good afternoon, fam. I hope everyone is having a fantastic Sunday evening. I hope y'all are enjoying the weekend. A couple of things before we get started in today's Dadlog. Still looking for 5 to 10 to 15 second clips of the Legion plane. Selfies are fine. Cell phone video. If you're a broadcaster, this should be easy. Make sure that you get those clips to me in the next couple days, because literally we are going to be wrapping up that project. I should have a rough final on Monday, and then by the end of next week, that's going to be it. We're going to be wrapped. So last chance to get your clips in, fam. I do hope that you want to participate. Legion, let's go, baby. Let's get those clips. Join the Discord in the description below on Facebook and YouTube if you're interested. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about social media etiquette, and specifically Twitter etiquette. This is something that I've seen and I've noticed crop up recently. It seemed to have been, you know, relatively addressed, and I know these things kind of come and go in waves. But streamers using inappropriate hashtags or at mentioning everybody and their brother that don't even have actually anything to do with the particular piece of content that they're posting on their social media feed. So what this normally represents on the in the Twitterverse, if you will, is the hashtag support small streamers, or the at mentioning of retweet services, Mixer retweets, Twitch retweets, etc. Alternatively, and probably in my opinion, one of the worst offenders of this is at mentioning people like Ninja or Myth, or people who are huge broadcasters in a particular game that you're playing, and then then they at mention like 15 of those people, right? In an attempt to try and get exposure, or, you know, gain exposure to audiences outside their primary audience. And I really want to encourage you to reconsider your social media strategy if you are employing said strategy. I will tell you right off the bat that I made those mistakes when I first started. So this is a natural part of the progression. As a broadcaster or someone who is looking to increase your exposure in different realms on Twitter, this is a natural progression. It's easy to fall into this trap. I fell into that trap when I first started as well, especially the hashtag support smaller streamers. Now, I never at mentioned big names. I kind of used retweet services for a while there, and the impressions that you get, if you look at the analytics, yeah, you're getting impressions, right? The sheer quantity of impressions that you get is larger than the impressions that you're going to get as you build your network naturally, or organically, right? So building your network naturally or organically happens in a couple of different ways. One is by promoting your Twitter on all of your other social media profiles. It's also promoting your Twitter in your stream or in your content in one way or another, right? Those are ways to naturally progress. The second way that you naturally progress your Twitter following is by being relevant and having conversations with people, right? You follow people who are already influencers in the space, and then you become and then you respond to their Twitter posts, right? And especially if they ask a question, you get involved in the conversation. Those are the two ways that you are primarily going to grow your social media following, and in return going to also grow your content's following, right? So there's a right way to do social media, and there's a wrong way to do social media. Since I stopped using the hashtag support smaller streamers, the at retweet services and stuff, I noticed my impressions dropped way off. But I also noticed that the quality of interaction, and now that I've stopped doing it for, it's been probably 5 or 6 months since I've used that, and I started engaging with other creators and with other people on Twitter, I have noticed almost a doubling in my Twitter following size, right? And that's because I'm having relevant conversations about the things that I'm interested in. And that's really specifically on Twitter, the way that you grow your following. This whole follow for follow thing, and I'm an influencer because I've got 25,000 followers, but I also follow 27,000 people. That's not being an influencer. That's just doing follow for follow. And at the end of the day, your influence is questionable, right? At least from what I've seen. So when we look at Twitter etiquette, my encouragement for you is to consider what content you're putting on Twitter, right? And I'm addressing Twitter specifically. I'm not going into Instagram or Facebook or anything like that, because Twitter is the primary tool that content creators use to network with each other and to promote, you know, their going live tweets and their content, right? So a couple of things. One, stop using support smaller stream. No one's looking at that hashtag, okay? No one is. You may get one viewer out of 1,000 people you push away by using that particular hashtag, so stop using it. Instead, consider tagging the developer of the game that you're playing that particular night, or, you know, using the relevant hashtag for that game, hashtag Destiny 2, hashtag Fortnite, at Fortnite, at Play Warframe, right? The developer of that particular game, your link, and maybe the platform that you're on, at Twitch, at Watchmixer, at Facebook Gaming, right? Consider using that. Also, if the only thing that's on your Twitter feed is your going live tweets, you need to adjust how you're engaging on Twitter, right? You should be having relevant conversations with other broadcasters, with other influencers in the space. It should not be all your tweets of going live and retweets. I mean, it's okay to have a few retweets here of other broadcasters you're supporting. They're going live. Retweeting giveaways and all that kind of stuff, those are of minimal value when it comes to the content you're putting on Twitter. So consider engaging in conversations that are going to be meaningful to your stream and to your audience, right? So that's the second thing, right? Stop using hashtag support smaller streamers and use the relevant hashtags for the game that you're playing. And two, make sure that the only thing that not make sure that you're not only putting I'm going live tweets out there. Make sure you're engaging in relevant conversations to your industry. And lastly, do not tag anybody that's not relevant to the particular topic you're talking about. So I'll give you a for instance, tagging Professor Broman and Ninja and Myth and, you know, 15 other top content creators in your going live tweet is only going to A, alienate you from all of those big people. They will remember those names. It will alienate you from those people. And B, you look desperate, and other content creators, even of your size, seeing you do that, are not going to give you the time of day, because you look desperate and you look like you're using their influence for your own gain and not even attempting to give anything back. So stop tagging all of the big content creators and see point number two. Start using relevant hashtags and relevant at mentions for the particular topic that you're doing. Engage in conversations with influencers to grow your own influence, because that adds value to their conversation. And it also exposes you in a good way to their communities in a positive light, and makes you relevant in the space as well. So those are my etiquette 101s for Twitter. I've noticed a rash of the hashtag again support smaller streamers coming back, and I wanted to address it because I think it's important to consider the ramifications of desperation on Twitter. It's not helping you. It's only hurting you. So doing the right things on social media are going to help you far more than doing the wrong things on social media. In this case, bad publicity is bad publicity and not helping you. That's what I got for you, y'all. I hope that you have enjoyed the dad logs. If you have, make sure you like and follow on Facebook. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Leave a comment below. Let me know what you guys want me to talk about next. And make sure you share with your friends. Sharing is caring. It is the best way that you can support support content creators that you're enjoying their content. Make sure that you share with a friend who you think might get value out of this. If you're on your favorite podcast platform, a rating and a subscription would be very much appreciated. I hope everyone has a fantastic rest of their weekend. Thank you so much for stopping by. I look forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday on Mixer.com. Mixer.com/DadXGotXGame. Have a great weekend. Love your faces. God bless.